So I was looking at the women who all was going well until after the start of their labour. So the decision-making process was an interesting one. Usually the midwife in attendance might suggest that there's a possibility that if the labour continues to move slowly or if certain clinical things continue to occur, that it might be necessary to consider a transfer. This was important because women who'd planned to give birth at home needed time to process changing expectations for their birth. So in the event of an emergency, and I only actually interviewed one woman who was in an emergency situation, but in those situations, everyone's very focused on just the physical safety of the mother and the baby. And so that's the focus and everybody has the same goal. When the situation is not an emergency, often women can really want to try to stay at home, and because this is because they've had such emotional investment, I guess, in the idea of giving birth at home, and so they need a bit of time to process that. Midwives would often suggest that it might be possible, and over a period of a few hours it might become more evident that a transfer is going to be necessary, and then the midwife would put that into action. Or alternatively, things might turn around and the baby might be born and then the necessity is not there anymore.
Does that mean in some cases deciding whether or not to move from home to hospital, can that be a tough decision, and sometimes is that a difficult transfer?
I didn't interview any women for whom that was difficult, but I did interview midwives who'd had experiences with women who had found it very difficult and had reserved their right to decline the midwife's recommendation. That can be difficult for midwives because they have a responsibility to continue to care for the woman in the full knowledge that really she should be in hospital. And no one can force a woman to go to hospital. It's her right to birth wherever she chooses. But for a midwife, sometimes it can be a case of feeling that it really would be safer for her to be in hospital, physically, medically safer for her to be in hospital. But as I said, the women I interviewed, they trusted their midwives to suggest transfer when it was necessary, and they trusted their midwives not to suggest transfer unless it was necessary.
This might seem like a bit of a silly question, but in terms of the actual transfer itself, how are they being transported to the hospital? And then once they get there, where are they going? Is it as if anybody else were to come in the hospital who's gone into labour, they then go into a certain part of the hospital and then are looked after? What's that actual process that's happening, moving someone from home to hospital?
Good question. Probably most times the women would just go in the car with their partner or support person, which means it's really just the same as anybody who goes into labour and says, okay, it's time to go to hospital to give birth. If there's some reason why the woman needs to lie down or is not going to be comfortable in the car, or there's some risk, some medical risk en route, then an ambulance would be called. So my research was in New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia and Tasmania, and it does vary as to whether the midwife goes in the ambulance with the woman or follows the ambulance in her own car. I would say most often the ambulance paramedics preferred to have the midwife in the ambulance. Most often the midwife and the woman preferred that as well. So that's what happened most often. Then they would arrive at the hospital and the home birth midwife would have rung the hospital and made arrangement for the transfer prior to their arrival, and they would have been given instructions as to where to go. So most often they went straight through to the birth unit, unlike most ambulance arrivals at a hospital would go through emergency. In a home birth transfer situation, we try to avoid that so we can get the woman straight into the birth unit where she needs to be.
And is that why you conducted your thesis or PhD research into this area, is to look at how best that transfer can occur, how quickly, how efficiently?
The aim of my research was just to explore the experiences of the women and the obstetricians and the midwives. So I didn't know at the outset what was going to become the most interesting part of the research. But certainly what did become the most interesting part was the interactions in the woman's birthing room in the hospital. Midwives who were caring for the women at home during labour and who had been the woman's primary carer since the beginning of her pregnancy, in all the cases in my research, had no clinical rights to practice in the hospital. Now, this has recently changed. Just the other day, Westmead Hospital has begun welcoming privately practicing midwives into their hospital as the woman's primary carer, which is a wonderful advance in maternity care. And this is also happening in parts of Queensland and Victoria and elsewhere, just starting to become standard. But in my research, my interviews were in 2014 and 2015, and none of the midwives were able to continue practicing as the woman's primary caregiver once she reached the hospital. So when the midwife arrives at the hospital with the woman, she has to give the hospital a handover. However, she has no clinical rights or responsibilities. She becomes just like any support person or family member. She can stay as a support person but not perform any midwifery duties or have any part in clinical decision making. And this is really mostly around insurance issues. The hospital will want to take over complete responsibility because they need their staff to take responsibility for insurance reasons. And so in many instances, the hospital was very welcoming and respectful towards the home birth midwife, but in quite a few instances, they were not. And the really interesting interactions were between hospital midwives. The problem most often was that they perceived the woman was only interested in what her home birth midwife had to say. She was looking to her home birth midwife all the time. The difficulty is that the woman has had this relationship with her home birth midwife for her whole pregnancy. She's the midwife she trusts. She's just been transferred into hospital into a strange environment with a lot of unfamiliar caregivers, and of course she's going to look to her trusted midwife. This is where the problem began, and a lot of hospital midwives really would have preferred the home birth midwife to go away. The hospital midwives that found this process more easy and the interactions went smoothly were the ones who were able to say, okay, I understand the power of their relationship. I'm just going to step back and I take full clinical responsibility, but I'm going to incorporate this relationship that's so important to the woman into the care that I'm providing. And it was those transfers that went extremely well.